There is a retirement trap right now that almost no one is talking about. The average American retirement account balance just hit $146,000. And the media is celebrating this. Headlines everywhere reading, 401k balances are way up. Double-digit growth in retirement accounts. Here's what they're not telling you. $146,000 and some change is not a reasonable retirement balance. At the standard 4% withdrawal rate, that's about $5,856 a year. That's $488 a month before factoring in like things like fees, taxes, the brunt of inflation. That is far below the poverty line. Think about that for a minute. The average American has spent their entire working life faithfully doing what they were told, contributing to their 401k, trusting the system, and now they're going to retire on less than $500 a month? That's insanity. So today I want to get brutally honest about the 401k, not because I want to scare you, but because once you understand exactly how this trap works, you're going to understand why the wealthy don't rely on it at all. And then you're going to understand what you can do instead to protect yourself. So let's start with some numbers, some flat numbers here. Fidelity just released their Q4 2025 retirement analysis at the end of last year. 25 million accounts analyzed. Average 401k balance across all ages, $146,000. And upon like first glance, six figures might sound impressive. But once you run the math on it, you can see how dire this problem really is and why we're in a full-blown retirement crisis today. So let's say you retire at 65 years old with $146,000 and you're using the 4% rule, right? That's the gold standard withdrawal rate that financial advisors always talk about, 4%. You can withdraw $5,844 per year to live on without running out of money. Again, that shakes out to about $488 a month. Social Security then adds another $2,071 a month on average. So your total monthly retirement income comes out to about $2,559. It's been estimated the average retiree household spends over $61,000 per year or around $5,000 per month. So you're starting retirement at nearly $2,500 in the hole every single month. Now, whenever I talk about this, I get some serious pushback. Some people are like, say, Clayton, the math isn't fair. An average account encompasses all age groups. And that's true. So let's zoom in and talk about baby boomers specifically. The generation that's retiring right now has an average 401k balance of $249,000. Sounds better, right? But again, the 4% rule, that's $9,972 a year. $831 a month from their entire life savings. Combined with Social Security, most boomers are looking at a retirement income that doesn't come close to covering their actual expenses. And then, like, what are you living for in retirement? You want to travel? You want to take a trip to Europe for the first time in your life now that you've worked your whole life? How are you going to afford that? And 49% of retirement savers say they're significantly worried about inflation eating into their savings. Yeah, because they should be. Not to be scary, but because inflation doesn't stop when you retire. If anything, it accelerates. It's only gotten worse. I mean, think about going to like a McDonald's in the 1980s and you could get a full meal for like, what, $1.88 or something? Now, $15. So healthcare costs alone run at 5 to 7% inflation annually. Your 401k withdrawal is fixed. Your expenses are not. Are you going to get healthier as you get older? Like fewer medical issues to worry about as you're in your 70s? Now we'll get to our next story here in a minute, but I want to share something with you before I do that. You've all heard us report the dollar is losing value every day. Our national debt is out of control, and you can bet no one in Washington or Wall Street is worrying about your finances or how you'll be able to afford retirement. That's why you and only you need to become financially independent. It's the only way to break free from the system. Now, if you're wondering how, here's a method that's been proven time and time again. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other investment type in history. And it's exactly how Natalie and I broke free as well. We're able to do this because we aren't dependent on a boss, the stock market, or whatever nonsense Washington triggers. And you can do the very same thing. Now, your path will probably look different from ours, and figuring out your next steps can be tricky, especially if you're just getting started. So we built a 60-second quiz that shows you exactly where you stand as an investor and gives you simple, clear next steps for moving forward. So stop wishing that you had a portfolio full of performing assets. Take action. Start building one right now, today. You can take the quiz while you're listening to this episode, okay? All you need to do is go to redacted.inc/quiz, and the link is right there on your screen. Again, redacted.inc/quiz. People believe these headlines. They see a growing account balance on their statement and they feel safe. But a number on a screen is not safety. It's just a number. So let's talk about what exactly and how exactly the 401k is purposefully designed to underperform. Problem number one, the fees. Oh my God, the fees. Fees can encompass a lot of different things. Expense ratios, plan administrative fees, investment management fees. Most people have no idea these fees even exist because they don't show up as a line item on your statement. You have to actually dig for them. They purposefully lack transparency and they nickel and dime you month after month, year after year. Here's what it looks like in real money. If you invest $100,000 and you pay a 1% annual fee, just 1%, you'll lose approximately $30,000 over 20 years. Compared to a lower cost alternative, $30,000 gone. Not to a market crash or bad luck, just fees. Most people are led to believe that a 401k is a low fee account, but it's not true at all. Even worse, 41% of people don't know they're paying these fees at all. I mean, when I started out, I didn't. I'll plead ignorance on that. My first 401k plan that I ever got, I didn't know. It wasn't until years later that someone tipped me off to a tool that I could use where I could run my fees and find out that all the hidden fees were in my 401k plan. I just had to like upload my statement. It was unbelievable. And they don't tell you about it. It's buried. Problem number two, the tax trap. Your 401k is pre-tax dollars. That's the big selling point. Oh, it's pre-tax. It sounds great while you're contributing. But when you retire and then you start withdrawing, you pay income tax on every dollar. If you build a substantial balance in your account, those withdrawals push you into a higher tax bracket. So you just spent 40 years deferring your taxes, and now you're paying them at a potentially higher rate than you would have otherwise. It doesn't make any sense. Think about it. Like, I want to retire in the highest possible tax bracket, right? I want to retire wealthy. So this idea of deferring my taxes until I retire makes no sense. Now I'm going to pay way more. Wouldn't it make sense for me while I'm in my 20s and I'm like eating ramen noodles every night in that lower tax bracket? That's when I would want to be paying those things. No. So they sell it to you, but it makes no sense. Problem number three, it's completely illiquid. Your money is locked away until you're 59 and a half years old. Touch it before then and you'll pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty on top of those income taxes. Some people are looking at a combined hit of 40% or more just to access their own money. So here's what I want you to understand. The 401k wasn't designed by someone who wanted you to retire wealthy. It was designed in 1978 as a more cost-effective, tax-friendly retirement plan for employers to benefit from. Not employees. But then the pension was the king at the time, right? But pensions were so expensive for companies, so supplementing it with a 401k allowed them to cut some costs. And then something along the way happened. The pension plan was phased out. Whether by accident or by some design, the 401k became the primary retirement vehicle for 70 million American workers. And while you were contributing to a 401k, watching a number fluctuate on a screen, unable to touch it without penalty, wealthy people were building something different. They use retirement accounts that give them more flexibility and control. They build businesses. They create streams of income. They collect rent checks. So every month, regardless of market conditions, regardless of inflation, they've got streams of wealth coming in. So they're not living off of a lump sum of money because they do it, in fact, because of inflation. That's why they're doing it. I can't think of one wealthy person I know who built their retirement in a 401k and then they just hoped. They like fingers crossed. Like, doesn't make any sense. They buy assets that pay them regardless of what the stock market does, regardless of what the Fed does, regardless of what inflation does. Because wealthy people understand that wealth is built through ownership of cash flowing assets, not saving piles of cash. And the asset class that has the most natural hedge against inflation, real estate. Think about this. When inflation goes up, what happens to rents? They go up. What happens to property values? They go up. What happens to your fixed rate mortgage payment? Nothing. It stays exactly the same. So as the cost of living rises and your 401k's purchasing power erodes, a real estate investor's income is rising automatically. The exact same economic force that's destroying one person's retirement is building another person's wealth. And unlike a 401k, a rental property pays you every month. The rent check comes in whether the stock market is up or down, whether there is a geopolitical crisis, whether the Fed raises rates, the check comes in. That's the difference between a passive income asset and a retirement savings account that requires you to not need money until you're 59 and a half years old. Your 401k gives you none of that. It gives you a locked account, a fee structure designed to benefit fund managers, and a tax bill waiting for you in retirement. So realistically, what can you do about this? Well, step one, know your actual retirement number or how much money you need to live every single month comfortably. You know, if your 401k is going to generate $488 a month in retirement, that's your baseline reality. Now ask yourself honestly, well, what's the gap between that and the life that you actually want? Like, how do you want to live? Do you want to take trips every 3 months? Like, we live next door to a retired couple. They're never home. They're in like Costa Rica. I mean, honestly, I'm not even joking. They are never home. And they used to work in Washington, D.C. They're lovely people, love them a lot. I never see them because they're traveling all of the time. They worked hard and now they travel all the time. So like, what life do you want? Do you never want to travel? Do you just like staying home all the time? That's fine. You want to eat out once a week? Like, you need to figure this out. And get honest with yourself. Like, who's going to solve it for you? Like, don't be lazy about it. Put it down on paper. What life do you want? So that gap is what you need to create a plan around. Like, what's that gap? So you can start by using my free download. It's called the Freedom Cheat Sheet. Okay. If you go to redacted.inc/freedom, not .com, it's .inc, redacted.inc/freedom. It's a PDF. It's totally free. Download it to help you identify what your financial freedom number looks like. It's totally free. Step two, start building your financial intelligence today, no matter how you choose to invest and plan for retirement. The most important thing is that you have the education to make informed choices. And luckily today, the world is your oyster. There's YouTube, free. I mean, this whole channel has so many free videos, all free. You could literally build your retirement and study and everything just from this YouTube channel. There's podcasts. There's books that you pay for, sure. But it's all out there. The world is your oyster. You could even use AI if you want to. You might not be in a position today to buy a business or to invest in real estate or any of these advanced strategies, but you can start arming yourself with the knowledge and the skills you need to get there eventually. You know, most people just dig their heads in the sand. They just put their heads in the sand. They're like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And then they hit retirement and they're like, oh my God, why didn't I worry about this earlier? Because the more you learn, the more doors will open up to you. The sooner you can take action. I really believe that. Because if you start studying, you're going to start to notice that people in your life are going to start, those people are going to start to float around you. They're going to come to you. You know, whether you go to local meetups and you just meet with other like-minded individuals who are trying to better themselves. Like, you're the product of the five people you spend the most time with. Who are the five people in your life that you spend the most time with? Are they elevating you? Are they educating themselves as well? Or are they pulling you down? Are they going out getting drunk every night at the bar? Are any of those people successful? Maybe you need to change your friends. So the 401k was sold to you as the path to a secure retirement. And for the people who designed it and managed it, it's their path to a secure retirement. The fees they collect from you, from your account, whether the market goes up or down, fund their financial security. So they're making money off of your 401k. Seriously, Ted Benna, who's the founder of the 401k, regrettably said that he had helped open the door for Wall Street to make even more money than they were already making. And he talked about what a disaster the 401k has become. The founder of it. So the wealthy figured out a long time ago that you don't build financial freedom by saving money in someone else's system. You build it by owning assets that work for you, that pay you, protect you, and grow with the same inflationary forces that are eroding everyone else's purchasing power. You know what they know. So if you want to learn more about specific retirement strategies, accounts, be sure to watch our next video. We'll have it linked up here for you. Thank you so much for watching and subscribing, and we'll see you next time.